All right. We made the connection. We didn't get a chance to talk with the governor because Craig O'Neill took over the studio. But something special is brewing. The governor has a passion for kids and reading, and so does Craig O'Neill.
Yep.
So,
and come find out, you are also negotiating with Craig to read at the Touchdown Club?
Maybe. Governor Sanders joins us. Good morning, Governor. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning.
Great to have you as always. Justin Moore's out at Poland. He's on with us. Say good morning to the governor, Justin.
Good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, Justin.
We always great to have you on. I guess the last time we were talking about where we saw you. I know we did the show at the mansion, and it seemed like we've seen you since then. Interesting, we were talking with Craig O'Neill about reading, and I was thinking, well, you got the chance to host Dolly at the governor's mansion. You said no, it was just before you came into office.
So you're just going to continue to rub that in all morning?
Because that was, and then you told me your dad.
I get up early, come spend time with you, and then you insult me on the air. Okay,
but you're going to help Craig be the male Dolly. Because reading and literacy is super important to you, right?
That's a very high bar.
I mean,
I love Craig, and I think he's one of the most special Arkansas treasure. But him becoming Dolly may require more than any of us are committed to. So.
Yeah. You said your dad had a real cool whole day with Dolly somewhere in the past, right?
He did. Back when he was doing his show on Fox, he got to interview her and spent the day with her. And he said she was just as remarkable from, you know, morning, noon, all the way through the day. Couldn't have been more kind and gracious to everyone that she encountered, and was probably one of, you know, just the most incredible interviews he could have had.
What a legacy. I didn't realize how passionate my girlfriend was about, and how many people were passionate about her. I mean, what a legacy beyond just her music. Enough would be, you know, a huge legacy, but everything else is impressive, too.
You know, I think she became known because of her music, but she became loved because of everything else that she did.
That's right.
And she was so invested in so many things and so many different parts of the community that most people never knew about until now. And now everyone's telling their story or their encounter. But what she did for literacy in Arkansas and across the country, I mean, millions of books distributed to kids all over the U.S., Arkansas being one of the states where she has literally provided thousands and thousands of books to kids. I mean, that will be a life-changing difference for children across America that she single-handedly made happen.
Well, we appreciate you continue the tradition that goes back to when Tommy, you know, and Roger were doing the show at Magic, having governors come on and hang out with us, not talking any politics, no politics at all.
Your daddy.
It's crazy that we go back that where your dad was.
How old are you?
I know.
I'm just kidding.
But glad to have you on. And, you know, several things. I figured you're here because it's the first day of NFL, right? Is that what it is?
That's obviously what it is. Yes. Clearly.
Now, do you have a team that you root for or that you did growing up, or you college only or what?
No, college, obviously. I'm a diehard Razorback fan.
Right.
But my NFL team is the Chiefs.
Oh, is that right?
I'm married into. I'm not like a new fan.
Okay.
I didn't come up in the, you know.
So you didn't have one before you got married because, you know.
I grew up more of a Cowboys fan.
Yeah.
So you just gave them up?
Hold on. This is an important part.
You bet it is because I'm a voter.
This was a big, big commitment. You know, when my husband and I started dating, we had to have like really important conversations in life about, you know, how many kids we're going to have, where you're going to live, and which sports teams we're going to be committed to. My husband was born and raised in Kansas City.
Okay.
His family all still lives there.
Okay.
His parents still in the same house in Kansas City.
Okay.
And so we made an agreement that he would adopt all Arkansas Razorback college sports.
Okay.
If I would take on Kansas City professional teams.
Okay.
I got you.
So he ditched the Jayhawks, picked up the Razorbacks.
I like it.
And I dropped the Rangers and the Cowboys and took on the Royals and the Chiefs.
Well, you have chosen wisely,
so,
man. I'll
you know, it's worked out pretty well.
It's worked out great for you.
I got three kids, an amazing husband.
Yeah,
and
a couple of two or three Super Bowls here in the last few years.
Now, he does remind me that the Royals have been to multiple World Series and the Chiefs have been to the Super Bowl many times. I said, well, apparently I was just the good luck charm you guys needed.
Great point.
But I'm using too much of my charm there. and not enough in the Razorbacks. But I have a feeling that maybe this is our year.
Okay.
We're turning things around in some sports.
Yeah,
Joe Klein's a big KC guy, so I'm sure he'll be tickled to hear
Joe
that.
Klein,
that's the
yeah, we
you know, one of our favorite stories, and I think, Justin, you were there. I don't know if you recall it, but when we did the show at the mansion and you had your husband on, and he started going down the road of how you guys met, and I can't remember who was dating who, I think. Well, anyway, but you were like,
cut side.
It was my favorite thing. Cut
incident
side.
Number two to make you uncomfortable.
Cut side.
I mean, I didn't know what I was. I should have known that.
Soon my cocaine use is going to come up.
I officially have to leave.
Speaking of the first gentleman, you guys, I saw you guys spent a day or two in Fayetteville. Was that for the game and other things, too? I think you did multiple things, right?
Oh, we did. It was a heavy Arkansas Razorback sports day. Got a chance to go out and meet with the men and women's tennis coaches and the teams there and see them play. They asked me to come out and play. I was like, oh, I'm wearing boots. I obviously couldn't step onto the tennis court in boots. And they're like, we have shoes. We have tons of gear. I'm on my very best day, might be able to beat a 10 or 11 year old, and you want me to go out and play with D1 collegiate athletes? I was like, no, thank you. What if everybody signed the shoes instead of me putting them on my feet? So I watched. I committed to come back, and maybe we would when there were fewer people watching participate in a little bit of a game. And then we went and stopped by the basketball practice with Coach Cal. And that team looks unbelievable. It was incredible watching the practice and Cal in action. And these kids are just – they're phenomenal. They are going to be a tough team to beat and exciting. And then got to close the day out with a little Razorback football win. Not quite as pretty as we would have liked it to be, but it's still a win. Hopefully we'll clean up some of the just – little things and have a bigger week this week. So. But I was really glad to see Coach Silverfield. I thought he did a really honest job in the press conference, which is not always easy.
I agree.
And I think he is a great coach. I really like who he is. I've had a chance to get to know he and his wife a little bit. And you can tell that they have a love for the program already. They have a love for the kids that they're coaching. And he's really trying to lean in to fix a lot of the small things, which will eventually add up to be big things. He came in with a hard hand to play, and I think he is doing a good job in recruiting Arkansas kids, which I really like to see, and a big emphasis on that. And he's going to focus heavily on discipline, which I think is going to be the key to winning some really tough games have coming up.
To your point, he came in with a very difficult hand to play, but also the watermark had not been set very high. So it's kind of where he is and where we are right now with it being paid. It's just all about money.
Some have said your counterpart down in Louisiana, he's pretty active in college sports down there in LSU. Do you have a good relationship with him?
I do. I have a great relationship with Governor Landry. We talk an enormous amount of trash back and forth. I've actually told all of our coaches from basketball to baseball to football that I'm talking a lot of trash and be really helpful if I stopped losing bets. I had to send a lot of Corsi's bacon to Louisiana last year, and now every time the governor has breakfast, I think he sends me a video to rub it in. But I have faith that we will beat LSU in some sports this year. And there's no one I would rather see lose more than the LSU Tigers.
Yes.
Justin,
there you go. You can agree with the governor on that, correct?
After this week.
Amen.
I mean, I grew up always wanting to see LSU lose. Yeah. You know, I sent you a picture when I was down in Louisiana.
Yeah.
I don't know, 6 or 7 months ago. And I went into their athletic facility where all their coaches are standing around with the boot.
Yeah.
And, you know, loudly and very lonely moment declared that Arkansas was bringing this back.
Right.
And they just kind of, you know, laughed and carried on.
Wouldn't that be great if we got back to that point? Remember those? Oh, remember, I think, in Roger, I know you agree, and Justin, the same thing, when those Fridays, the day after Thanksgiving, were such good matchups. Yeah. We talked about Darren McFadden yesterday and with Gus Malzahn, and just talking about how the greatness, it didn't matter. They were ranked top 10. We were ranked top 10. Didn't matter. It was always going to be. At least they've got that game at the end of the year now. It may not be on Friday, but at least it's back at the end of the year. We just have a long way to. We got a ways to go to catch up. So, go ahead.
But we'll get there. Yeah. You know, it may take us a minute, but Arkansas. You know, at the end of the day, people believe in this team, and we're going to see. I think Arkansas back on top, and it may take us a minute, but I have faith, Roger. I have faith.
I know. So do I.
Do you think?
Do you think that?
I have faith every year.
Do you think that legislation?
I'm a Cowboy fan too, so guess what? So I've got faith every year.
Yeah.
Do you think that legislation is going to get out at D.C.? I mean, it's just really tough. It's not easy.
I certainly hope so. I think it has to. College sports in the system is totally broken. I think one of the biggest things in the great disservice that we are doing is college athletics used to be a great way for kids to also get an education. Yeah. And now you have so many kids that are going to school for 5 years and finishing without a degree.
Yeah, three different schools or four different schools in 5 years. Yeah.
And so they're not leaving with an education. Some of them may go on to play in a professional capacity, but a lot of them won't. And then they're finishing, and they don't have a degree when they're finished, and they're having to essentially start from scratch. And we're just not setting kids up for success the way that we should. I don't have anything against us rewarding the players for what they're doing and what they bring to a university, but the system is totally broken. It's one of the things I love about Coach Cal. I think he has been a great national leader on this issue, been very vocal about how the transfer system and just the whole NIL is broken, and we're ruining college sports. I think everybody sees that and knows it. Now we just have to be hopeful that Washington can come together and agree on at least one thing, and maybe it's that. So I'm cautiously optimistic that they will get that done here in the fall, because it needs to happen.
Of course, you represent obviously all the schools. You're an OBU grad.
I am. I notice once again that I keep thinking that if I keep coming back, you will have that OBU
Roger,
pennant on the wall.
Have we not got that in there? Have we not got that done? Yeah, a lot of respect for OBU.
I mean, you have Henderson on the wall, but not Washington.
Somebody that's listening down there knows that you're from. Should send us that.
Yeah.
I've just tuned in. Governor Sanders is here with us, and we get to see her every once in a while.
We've got to ask her a few other questions too.
Yeah, today I was going to ask it. It's the birthday of Colonel Sanders Harlan Sanders. And so, what's your favorite piece of fried chicken? If you go to the bucket right off the bat, you get first dibs. Where are you going?
I mean, I like a, you got to stick a little bit of hometown. The Slim's is always a good option, so I don't think you leave it off the table. But I think the spicy chicken strips from Popeyes are some of the best.
Okay.
Smile on that face. Yeah.
And one that I don't think has been mentioned is Bojangles.
Oh, no. Nobody's mentioned Bojangles.
Yeah. I've never had it, I don't think. Invite us over for chicken.
We don't have it in Arkansas, do we?
We don't have a Bojangles?
I don't know if there's one here. There might be one somewhere.
There's some in Tennessee.
Justin went Popeyes. Christian, you go Popeyes too? Is that who you went?
Yeah, Popeyes or churches.
All right, you're going thigh, breast, drumstick. What's your choice?
I'm a chicken strip person.
Okay, you don't do anything with the bones.
Yeah,
okay,
I'd prefer not. Yeah.
We were also wondering too. It's the birthday of Tom Wopat. I didn't know Dukes of Hazzard. If you know, because of your age, it ended in 85. Did you watch reruns of Dukes of Hazzard or no?
A little bit, mostly because my mom was very into that show.
Is that right?
I told you. It had to be on.
I didn't mean to like make y'all feel old for the second time.
No, it's
today,
okay.
We're used
to it.
Not at all.
Matter of fact, let's go.
We remember when TV was just all black and white.
We guaranteed we were going to play a game of match. So let's get a match game contestant. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Steve Qualls, who of Design Lab.
Right.
Steve, you got to let me. Do you have a Morning Mayhem shirt?
Like he's wearing?
Probably not. I mean, okay. You don't have my banner up. I don't have a shirt.
Well, listen, we got a bone to pick with you as well.
I did get a coffee mug.
You did get a coffee.
Well, yeah, I dropped her off. I dropped her off a coffee.
We'll talk to you about the Hope Watermelon Fest too. We need to find.
Yeah, they missed you. The Hope Watermelon Festival this year.
50th.
I know. And I grew
Were you born there? Were you born in Pueblo? So where's it? It says in the.
They brought it up. You're born there, right?
No, I wasn't. So this actually like a point of contention with Wikipedia. They would not change my Wikipedia for a long time. I actually never lived in Hope. My parents both did.
Really?
They grew up there, graduated from Hope High. I was technically born in Little Rock, but my family lived in Pine Bluff. So the first place I ever called home was Pine Bluff.
Okay.
Then we moved to Texarkana, then Little Rock, and then I went to college in Arkadelphia. So,
well, my youngest brother we lived in Hot Springs, but he was born up here. My mom came up here to have the, I don't know what the deal was.
Well, that Hope, you talk about your dad and, you know, Clinton, Mac McClarty, Buddy Sutton. Oh my gosh, it's just crazy the great people that have come out of that town.
Well, and we threw you in there. We thought 50 years, you know, you've got to try to make it.
I did spend my 40th birthday celebrating at the Hope Watermelon Festival.
It's over. Done. Done. I'm sorry.
That counts for something.
So what we're going to do, though, I'm going to put Steve on the spot. Steve, let's do a Morning Mayhem shirt for the winner. You're going to have to help a listener get this.
Okay.
And then we got to make sure the governor,
You got to get one.
Stephanie Stumball was asking, do your kids love sports? Do your kids, because you're exposing them to a lot of sports, right?
Lots of sports. My daughter plays competitive year-round volleyball. Both my boys play football and basketball. So we are in a gym or on a field almost every single day. In fact, it's the reason I miss a lot of the college games. This was one of probably the few games we'll get to go to this year. For college sports, because my kids play on Saturdays.
Gotcha.
I try to make it to most of their games.
Yeah, you bet.
And
how old are they?
My daughter's in ninth grade, and then my boys are in seventh and fifth. And so my youngest, you'll appreciate this, tackle new this year.
Okay.
So it's hard to watch your youngest get hit, even though it's fifth grade.
It's okay.
But it still
it's
feels
okay,
like,
Mom.
Yeah.
They'll be okay.
Yeah.
And the kids got to love, too, being able to go and see different coaches and meet them. That's got to be a cool thing for them.
Yeah, it's great, great memories. Fun.
All right, let's see. Roger, let's get the open for Match Game if we can. Or Christian, let's hit that, and then we'll bring in our contestant.
It's time to play the Match Game, brought to you by Roller Funeral Homes, serving Arkansas for over 150 years with 24 locations, with respectable options for every budget. Visit rollerfuneralhomes.com. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys come up with.
All right, looks like we've got a contestant. Darren, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing great.
Are you here in Central Arkansas in Little Rock?
Searcy.
All right. What we're going to do, I'm going to throw out a word, Governor, and let's before I ask you to give it to us, and Darren, don't give us yours until we all get ours, and then we'll see if we can make a match, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. We're going to go with first blank.
First blank.
Think about it. Just think through it. First. A lot of different directions you could go with first, several different directions. You got to get a match, and maybe the governor can help you, Darren, win a Morning Mayhem shirt courtesy of Design Lab in Hot Spring. Governor, you got your Christian, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
Raj, Justin Moore, you got yours?
Yep.
All right, Darren, what do you have for us? First what?
Another Arkansas Razorback. First down.
First down, okay. So that's a good one.
That's a very good one.
We'll go to the governor. Governor, what is your answer, first blank?
Well, he took mine, so do I come up with
say
a second
it? No,
one?
No. Is
okay,
that,
so another,
you said first down?
Another Arkansas Razorback first down.
Wow, how about that? It's over that quick.
Wow.
I tell you what we're going to do. Hold on, Darren. Let's see.
That's a veteran move on your part.
Christian.
Yeah. I mean, that was, we're talking college football.
That's all right.
We just went to the game. It's fresh
Christian,
on our
what
minds.
Did you have?
I had first blood.
First blood.
First blood.
Justin Moore, what'd you have?
First down.
First down. Roger, what'd you have?
First lady.
Yeah, so there's first gentleman, first blood, first lady, first Baptist.
Why did you go lady?
So a lot of, I tell you what we're gonna do. We're gonna play another one.
All right, Darren, congratulations. Yes. Hold on.
Oh, no. So let's see if we can get a second one.
Okay, so listen, you're going for both showcases here.
All right, here we go.
Showcase showdown.
All right, we're gonna go with, and this guy has a lot of different directions you go here. White blank.
White.
White blank.
White blank.
So think about it. A lot of different directions. Thanks to Roller Funeral Homes. Renata Jenkins-Byler was there at the Touchdown Club yesterday. Hadn't seen you at the Touchdown Club this year.
I know. They've got me working all the time.
My gosh. We've still got a lot of great speakers coming up.
Hopefully I'll get to make it to one. This is the first year, and I think I haven't been.
You missed Coach Silverfield, or Emmett Smith was great.
I know. Yeah, I really wanted to.
He was really impressive. So, all right, Darren, do you have your answer? Don't blurt it yet. You got yours?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Governor, you have yours. Christian, Roger, everybody good?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll start with the Darren. What's your answer?
I have to say White House.
White House.
Excellent answer.
Could be a place that our guest could be in one of these days. I don't know. Just saying, she spent plenty of time there as it is. Governor, what did you have? White blank.
This is probably going to get me in trouble, especially. Well, at least my parents are overseas and won't hear this, but I said White Claw.
White Claw.
I don't know why.
Let's
go check out the vehicle you're in, see if there's any White Claw and chicken tenders in there.
I got a Celsius,
Justin Moore, what did you say?
I went White Wedding.
White Wedding.
Oh, he said White Wedding.
Christian, what did you have?
I went White Whale.
White Whale.
Huh?
Roger Scott.
Yeah.
What did you have?
I went White Bread.
White bread.
What we used to call it when that was first thing popped into my head.
Did you take off the stuff under the crust?
No. We were poor. We ate it all.
So, by the way, it's Steve Qualls' birthday today. I did not know that. Happy birthday, Steve.
Happy birthday, Steve Qualls. Thanks for giving us your stuff.
So it's up to me. And I always write down multiple answers. I like to think through. So I had White Wedding like Justin did. I had the White Sox baseball team. But of course I had White House with our guest in here. Of course I had that one. Darren, you're a winner, 2 for 2. Governor, easy peasy, nothing to it, right?
Well, that was easy. I mean, Darren did all the hard work. He went first.
He did.
All right, get out. Darren, give Christian all your information, your address, your shirt size, and all that. Steve is listening. He'll send out your shirt. Also, we've got to get the Gov and the first husband and whomever else we need to.
I know that you've been supportive of the effort about getting those trophies and all those things out. And they put some of them out this weekend.
That's great.
But I think there's still some more ground we can cover with that. So I appreciate your support on that.
You bet. We've got some fun ideas we're working on and a way to help celebrate, Razorback athletics from decades old and new, and try to really highlight some of the great things that have happened here in the state.
Had a chance to have lunch with Ashley Caldwell the other day. And, of course, I don't know if you know this, but Rick Caldwell married me years ago. It was a failed marriage, but that's okay. Chris, love Chris. And Ashley, what a great board of trustees member she's going to be. Judd Deere is another one of your appointees.
Yeah.
And just great to see those kind of folks. She is a rock star.
She is, and they're doing a great job and excited about the entire team there at the U of A board. And they're doing amazing things at the 22 different campuses around the state and really engaging and helping us take things to the next level.
I know you don't get a chance to watch a lot of movies. Last thing, it's Adam Sandler's birthday. He turns – by the way, you want to take a guess how old Adam Sandler is today?
He's got to be like – I don't know, close to 55, 60.
He's 60.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's got to be. I almost said 60.
You should have done it.
But then I held back.
You did it. Wanted to go there. Like, you have a number one Adam Sandler movie that comes to mind?
He did
some chick flicks, 51st Dates and Wedding Singer.
But Happy Gilmore.
Okay, yeah, Happy Gilmore.
That's a funny movie. Yeah. Billy Madison.
Always great to see you. Thanks for stopping by, squeezing us in. We try to do this, maybe once or twice a year. Excited. Roger was talking about maybe one of these days we could have a Morning Mayhem Day.
Yeah, what do you call it? You give us that day and you sign it and you hold up the thing. It's a dedication.
Like a proclamation.
RJ said that some of the legislators were talking about that. We got a lot of legislators that listen to the show.
We could be very influential. And we could also cause problems.
Well, I was going to say, maybe they're listening for what to be aware of.
Exactly.
And our man Justin Moore, 14 number one hits, just waiting for the next number one hit to come out. Yeah. You know, we're lucky when we get him. You know, two, three days.
I'm just glad I got to be on with him.
Yeah. So. Yes, yes. Well, remember, I don't know how many years ago we did the sign show where you came out and did the sign. We spent the night at his house and did the show at the sign.
Yeah, but we were there too. Wasn't Justin when we were at the Capitol?
Yeah, when we did the governor's Capitol. Mansion. Yeah,
The mansion. Yeah, we did. You're talking about the sign.
Sign.
I'll make you a deal. If you can put a Ouachita Baptist University pennant on the wall, I'll do a proclamation declaring
Morning Mayhem Day. What were you saying, Justin? Be careful what?
It's a pretty good trade.
It is. It's an excellent trade.
I was just going to let you know, be careful, because these knuckleheads will be spending the night with you before you know it.
That's where we draw the line, Justin. They
never ask me permission. They just show up with their suitcases in their hand.
We sure do.
And me and Kate are going, okay, come on. Yeah, I guess.
Well, you're better. Listen, you can. We know how you feel now.
Well,
so we won't do it.
Thanks for continuing our tradition. We love having you on, and I love the fact, even going back to your dad. You know, I always tell the story. I was on the plane with your dad and Frank Broyles when he told your dad, he said, "I'm getting ready to have to let Danny Ford go if we don't win this game today." And it just shows you the small state that we have and the importance of sports and athletics, and you're carrying on that tradition, and so that's fun too.
I love the chance to be on and talk about some of the fun things happening in our state. One of the things that brings people together sometimes makes people kind of mad, but also, you know, our state is happier when our teams are winning.
Yeah, you bet.
We've got some great colleges in every corner of our state, and so it's always fun to have the opportunity to come on, visit with you guys, and you know, be with some of the A-team royalty, like Justin, Craig, you guys.
Yeah, yeah.
Continue a great tradition.
Yeah, you think about this, Governor. We have, every week, we have Darren McFadden, John Daly, Dan Hampton, Mark May, Terry Bradshaw. You know, for a small market, medium market radio show, you know, we pat ourselves on the back because nobody else will, but we really are excited about what we do. And we've got great listeners, thousands and thousands of listeners, and we're very honored to do this. You know,
we are.
Tommy, you know, started this, you know, years ago, and, you know, we've been doing it for 25 years since.
We're blessed to be able to do it. Can't do a whole lot of other things, but we want to entertain people in the morning.
So, good luck to your Kansas City Chiefs this year.
Hopefully, we have some wins across the board. I like what you did there on that music. One team to watch this year, watch the UAPB.
Yeah.
They got a great team, great coach.
Yeah, I got to win that first game.
His son, too, is the kid that made the interception. In the Clemson game, is the UAPB head coach's son.
Okay,
and so the bright moment in that game was has Arkansas ties.
How about that? I love the fact the governor's dropping stuff like
She's
that.
She's dropping knowledge. And my daughter is working on the I think it's the Claim Your Care campaign with Stone Ward. She's on, and it also educated her. She's having her third child, so it also educated her on some of the things that are out there to help mothers.
That's great,
and all that. So thank you for doing that. And Darren McFadden is one of the spokespersons.
He's done a great job.
Absolutely,
and love how committed he is to helping people across the state.
Thank you.
Thank you all for having me.
Always a pleasure. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, Governor Sarah Sanders. We'll be back with Walt Coleman. Let Walt Coleman tell us about that Michigan, Western Michigan game. Don't go away.